In the beginning, my story begins some 14 billion years ago. Yours, too, if you are equally willing to suspend disbelief. We are but star stuff, rearranged the hydrogen and oxygen combination we call water, and a diversity and sufficient number of minerals and other items now catalogued on the periodic table of the elements to form the basis for a rather thorough semester in a college chemistry course. An even greater modesty compels the additional confession that most of what appears to be me is in fact some 100 trillion microbes and bacteria distant relatives, all for whom I provide a bed and breakfast service they seem to find acceptable. The software, technically wetware, that runs the human cells in this cooperative housing project is a string of DNA that varies only slightly from that of a mouse, fish, bird, or earthworm. That it all began with one big bang is not an intuitively satisfying explanation. The idea that everything came out of nothing bears more relation to a children's fairy tale, or element of religious faith, than what we normally think of as even scientific theory, let alone fact. The belief of an indigenous people that the earth is held up on the back of a turtle, supported in turn by another turtle and, when pressed by the obvious next question, respond that it is turtles all the way down, seems more poetic and just as likely. Nonetheless, the notion that the history of everything began with the first, and never equaled, wondrous fireworks display coming out of nothing, the Big Bang, seems to be the best that today's over-educated scientific minds can offer. As Senator Everett Dirksen might have said, a billion years here, a billion there, pretty soon you're talking real time. So it was with the billions of years it took for the dust to settle, so to speak. That is, for the dust to coalesce into astronomical objects such as stars and planets. The Milky Way took form, ultimately our star, the Sun, and 4.5 billion years ago, its planet we call Earth. It took more billions of years before a single cell of stuff resembling life emerged, and still more time before single cells could reproduce. We got a couple of lucky breaks that made the difference between life and death. The first is that the Earth found itself at exactly the right distance from the Sun. Slightly further away and we would freeze. Slightly closer and getting out of the kitchen would provide little relief. Earth would be too hot for humans to survive anywhere. The other lucky break was the Earth switched to an oxygen-based atmosphere and the form of life oxygen made possible about a billion years ago. Evolution. Plus a few hundred million years, and the Earth was supporting plankton, fish, insects, amphibians, trees, reptiles, dinosaurs, mammals, birds, flowers, in roughly that order, ultimately our more immediate ancestors, and then us, Homo sapiens, 200,000 to 500,000 years ago. The human history thereafter is but a flash on the timeline of the universe. If you compress the time from the Big Bang until now into a calendar of 12 months, 8,760 hours, our species evolution all occurred after 11:00 p.m. on December 31st XST, the last hour, the last 1,100 XTH of 1%. By that time our ancestors were using stone tools. By 11:45, fire. There were early seafarers at 11:58. Cave painting at 11:59. Everything else came during the last minutes of that year. Agriculture. The first cities. Early legal codes. Use of bronze and iron. Invention of the alphabet and compass. Roman Empire. Birth of Christ. The zero and decimals. Mayan civilization. Song dynasty. European Renaissance. And the other developments of the last 1,000 years somewhat familiar to us. Migrations out of Africa made their way through what is now the Middle East, further east to Central Asia, and west to what is now Europe. My ancestors ended up in Northern Europe, in areas that later took on the names Germany and Scandinavia, Sweden. I mention this early history of the universe and the humans who came to inhabit the Earth to put in perspective a sense of humility genuinely felt. Those who oppose almost all that governments can do on behalf of their people have come to say in recent years, I built that. They seem to be saying, anything and everything I have is the result of my efforts alone. For starters, humankind's grandiose sense of comparative superiority to all other species is wildly off the mark. A species' cognitive abilities must be judged by their relevance to its survival, not by comparing theirs to ours. We can respect each plant and animal species for at least some abilities that exceed our own physical prowess, navigational abilities, communication skills. Face it, with all our industrial and military might, we can't even keep the squirrels out of our bird feeders. From my perspective, there are far more individuals and circumstances for which I give thanks and credit than for the results of my own efforts up to and including where the Earth settled into an orbit, and its oxygen atmosphere. In terms of other humans' contributions, just think about it. We begin life benefiting from the accomplishments of those who preceded us during the past 100,000 years. Those are very substantial shoulders on which to stand. To those unknown individuals must be added those we knew and can name: family members, friends, teachers, mentors, and those from whom we have learned during what may have only been a brief encounter. It may have been my life, but it was not my creation. I certainly don't believe that I built that.